Now, let's talk about the restaurant beverage manager. Restaurant beverage manager, this is known as the restaurant manager. Restaurant manager, to maintain the quality and have checks regularly, this is also very important. He takes care of quality of the food, and regular checks also he will take care of the operations. To construct the duty rosters, holiday list, and manage daily work schedule of the staff, this is also very important role, because whatever the staffing you have, you need to give the staffing holidays also, you need to give week offs also, you need to take care of the leave balance also. He is the person who takes care of the duty rosters, and at the same time there is a holiday list also involved, public holidays. That time workforce you may require more. For example, if you say public holidays, there would be weekends would be there, there would be festivals would be there, that time what exactly will happen is your restaurant will get more sales. That time restaurant manager takes care of the duty roster in such a way more people will be there in operations. To train staff and empower them skills that may be necessary to carry out on and off duty, so he is the person who trains the staff on duty. Lead, train, and motivate a service team, have well-groomed staff. This is very important. This is an ongoing process. What exactly restaurant manager will do is to take care of the day-to-day training part to the staff for the grooming standard, and the same time he is the person who motivates the staff. What will exactly happen is, in this day-to-day operations, your staff, your downline people may not be motivated well. So that time restaurant manager comes into the picture to give motivation to the staff and day-to-day training also. To ensure that the stations have their correct mise en place. What exactly mise en place? Mise en place are nothing but proactive. What exactly you required before to prepare and keep is known as mise en place. He is the person who takes care of the mise en place on the stations. For example, if you see any fine dining restaurant, there would be a customer flow would be there. One customer group has come and they have had lunch, dinner, whatever is, they moved afterwards to change the linen, to keep the napkins you required somewhere, right? Remove that napkins and keep on table whatever the napkins you prepared and keep, that is known as mise en place. He is the accountable for the proactive basis of the operations, that is known as mise en place. Makes arrangement for the banquets and the private parties also. He is the person who takes care of the private parties and banquets. What is the private parties? What exactly will happen with the private parties? For example, in your restaurant there would be 100 people seating capacity is there. For example, in your restaurant, there is 100 people sitting capacity is there, and one corporate has called and spoken with the restaurant manager, say by 2 o'clock, 21st coming, and we would require this much of menu and this much of drinks were required. Please take the order, make sure that we will come and require proper service. This is known as private parties. He takes care of the private parties to monitor inventory, ordering and delivery, and maintain the stock at appropriate levels. This is very important, because in F&B service, you need to order appropriately. Otherwise, what will happen is your stocks, if you are over ordering the stocks may go for the wastage. What exactly inventory are you maintaining and what order process are you following? He is the responsible. The same time, to ensure that health and safety standard for food and ensure liquor regulations compliant, this is also very important. There would be a health and safety regulations you need to follow in F&B industry, where restaurant manager comes into the picture to take care of that system. The Maitri, the hotel. Now, let's talk about the assistant restaurant manager and supervise the food. He is the person who assists the restaurant manager. We have spoken about the F&B manager and restaurant manager. Now, under restaurant manager, there would be assistant restaurant manager also. He called as the Maitri, the hotel. Now, what exactly his responsibilities? Now, we are talking about the hierarchy. And according to that, in the structure of the organization, responsibilities of the each manager role in that. Now we are talking about the assistant restaurant manager supervising the food, his roles and responsibilities. To ensure that the service is at all times performed in a professional manner, this is also very important. His role is on floor. His role is on floor. Assistant restaurant manager always stays on floor. He takes care of the professional service. You say, what exactly is a professional service? There is a standard operating process is there to serve the food. There is to serve the food. The process need to follow. Otherwise, what exactly will happen is the service may go in unethical manner also. For example, this is a glass. This is a glass. For example, I say this is a glass. This is a glass. Now, what will exactly happen is standard operating process is saying you need to hold the glass this way. You need to hold the glass this way. Then the shortcut method, I can hold glass this way also. I can hold glass this way also. So what will happen is whenever I am not following the standard operating procedure SOPs, so the assistant restaurant manager will come into the picture. He will make sure that each and every moment, we need to follow the SOP of the operations. To be fully conversant with the every dish served in the restaurant and provide explanation to the guest and as it is when required. He is the person who takes care of the whatever the food are getting served properly or no. He is the person who takes care of day-to-day operations. For example, from kitchen, whatever the food we are receiving to the service area, that food should be proper and it's according to the menu. He is the person who analyzes the food and he'll make sure that proper quantity of the food, proper food should deliver it to the end customer. Now, to prepare the duty charts in consultation with the restaurant manager, we have spoken about the restaurant manager, what are the roles and responsibilities. His roles and responsibilities are making the duty roster for the staff. Now, assistant restaurant manager takes care of assisting restaurant manager to develop the rosters. Now, oversees the mise en place which we have spoken, what are the responsibility for the restaurant manager. At the same time, assistant restaurant manager takes care of assisting restaurant manager to take care of the mise en place. To coordinate with other restaurant staff and departments like kitchen and housekeeping, this is also very important. Coordination, day-to-day coordination required with the other departments like in F&B production, kitchen and housekeeping also. Why you required coordination? For example, lunch operations, you required 100 napkins. Lunch operations, you required 100 napkins. If you are not conveying the message to housekeeping, they will not provide that napkins to you. They may provide 50 because they assume that last day they have provided 50 napkins and they assume that they will provide only 50 napkins, but you are expecting some more guests, some more customers to your restaurant, so you require more napkins. You need to coordinate. Who is the person coordinates? Assistant restaurant manager takes care of the coordination with the other departments, say F&B production, say housekeeping, other department, to ensure the billing procedure thorough and correct and signed at the completion of the each meal. This is also very important factor. What exactly will happen is the group of the people are having the meal and they have placed order from the menu and you have served them. End of the day, company profitability depend on either you are billing them or no. This is also very important. Whatever the food has been served to them, you need to bill them and you need to take the cash from them and you need to give stamped bill to them. This is also very important aspect. This assistant restaurant manager comes into the picture for that. At the same time, to coordinate with the other restaurant staff, to ensure the billing process, to be fully aware of the hotel fire safety procedure and health and safety regulations and ensure the applications. This is also very important. What exactly fire safety rules are there in your organization? He is the person who takes care of the procedure. Now comes to the captain roles and responsibilities. Now let's revise that hierarchy. We have spoken about the F&B manager roles and responsibilities.
and restaurant manager roles and responsibilities, and assistant restaurant manager roles and responsibilities come to the downline captain roles and responsibility. He is the person responsible for the performance of the staff in his station. This is very important role. What exactly is station? For example, 100 people seating restaurant is there. 100 people seating in restaurant is there. According to organization, according to their workflow, they divide stations. For example, 25 people sitting station would be one station, the 25 would be the another station, the 25 another station, 25 another, divided into how many stations? Four stations. Each station has one captain. See the structure, how beautifully it is organized. F&B is, F&B manager is handling, assistant F&B manager is reporting to him, and the same time there would be restaurants are there. One is restaurant, room service, banquet, there is a restaurant manager is there, and under restaurant manager, there is assistant restaurant manager is there. Under assistant restaurant manager, there would be a captain would be there. How many captains would be there? More captains might be there, because your restaurant might be divided into few other stations also. So let's talk about the four station, four captains would be there. He is responsibility of the staff in the station, whatever the station is allocated to him, under him there would be few staff would be working there. His responsibility, they have to perform well. To take a guest orders and deliver order to the kitchen, this is a very important role. What exactly we will talk reality is, for example, in his station, there would be four tables would be there. One table contains five people, so 20 people would be sitting in his station. Each table he has to go there and he has to take the order. The same time, whatever the order he has taken, that order need to pass to the kitchen. This is his responsibility. What exactly captain responsibility is? Taking order and passes to the kitchen is also his responsibility. To able to provide specialized service such as guardian and carving out meats and prepare flambé dishes table, advise on the selection of the wines and serving them. Now his duty coming in the specialized services. For example, there would be so many liquors would be there. The guest might ask, I require this type of wine, I require this type of liquor. He is the person who knows thoroughly the knowledge of liquors, wines, flambés and meats, different other services. He is the person who has to give special services to the customer, to the guest. To oversee the setup and the delivery of service in his assigned station, he has to take care of the setup of the station and he has to take care of the delivering food to the customers also. This is also very important. To accept any booking and to keep booking dial-up and up to date. What exactly will happen is, previously we have spoken about the, some private parties might come to your restaurant, they might book the table. So assistant restaurant manager will convey the message to captain, assistant, there are a few bookings are coming, the few guests are coming, that guest required space for the 10, he is the person who holds the reservations. To welcome the guest on arrival and takes them to the table and seats them, what exactly will happen is, whenever the guest comes inside to the restaurant, there would be a welcoming person has to be there. He is the person, he goes forward and he receives the guest and he takes the guest to the table. He is the person who takes care of the guest seating also. Now let's talk waiter roles and responsibilities. Waiter roles and responsibility. To attend to the guest and take food order, sometimes what exactly will happen is, in absence of the captain, waiter also works as a captain. He also person, sometimes he takes the order from the guest also. Now, to serve the food and beverage ordered by the guest and clear the table, this is a very important role which we have spoken in the captain. To serve the food, whatever the food they have placed order, captain has taken the order, sometimes waiter also can take the order, and that order has placed to kitchen. Who will pick up the food from the kitchen? Waiter is the person who picks the food and he serves the food to the guest, and the same time he clears the plates. This is also very important roles waiter does. What exactly will happen after completion of the meal? After completion of the meal, that whatever the soil plates are there, who is the person? Waiter is the person who clears to the stations. Similar position, station head waiter and station head waiter take orders from guest and execute order and serve the correct dishes with the appropriate garnish and accompaniments. Exactly what will happen is sometimes there are the food items, whatever you place order from the kitchen, there would be accompaniments would be there, there would be a garnish would be there. He is the person who takes care of the accompaniments. What exactly they have accompaniments? In Indian restaurant, there would be pickle you need to serve. There is a salt and pepper you need to serve. There would be a powder you need to serve. These are the things, accompaniments. He is the person who takes care of the accompaniments need to deliver to the guest. He is the person, waiter is the person to efficiently coordinate with the other staff in the outlet. That is also very important because there would be other staff in the outlet. For example, the guest has placed order for the drinks, beverages, and he is the person who coordinate with the bar and takes the drinks, takes the beverages to the guest. He is the person who takes care of the relation work area, maintaining the good customer and staff relation, making recommendation and assigning guest, making a selection, making recommendation and assigning guest, making selection. What exactly will happen is sometimes whenever the guest placing order, he takes suggestion from the waiter. Waiter is the person, he gives the suggestion to the guest, sir, this is the product, this is the menu, this is the very good product, you can enjoy the meal, you can place order. This way he is the person who suggests to the guest also. The important role in F&B operations, roles and responsibilities of the bar manager. Supervising the bar operations, what we have spoken in hotels, so there would be restaurants, there would be bars, and there would be multi-grill restaurants, there would be room service would be there, banquets would be there. So we are talking about the bar. And there is a bar manager who would be there, who is operating the bar. What is his exact roles and responsibilities we would be discussing now? The first point is supervising the bar operations. Whatever the bar operations are there, the staff would be there, the products would be there, or the equipment would be there, whatever the alcoholic beverages, non-alcoholic beverages, he is the person who takes care of entire operations of the bar. The second point is hiring and training the staff of the bar counters. This is also a very important role because skilled staff you require in a bar counter, because whatever the alcoholic beverages are there, there would be skilled people required to make cocktails, to make mocktails, to make the drinks, to serve the beverages. There would be a procedure, entire procedure for serving the beverages. So he is the person hiring and training of the staff, hiring and training of the staff, budgeting for the bar sales and meeting the target. That is also very important because budgeting bar targeting means exactly this month what would be the sales, in the sales what are the beverages, most selling products would be there. He is the person who takes care of the budgeting also, and to procure the alcoholic beverages and monitor stock levels. This is very important point because alcoholic beverages are very expensive products. He is the person who takes care of the inventory process and the same time monitor the stock levels. It come to the picture now. Monitor the stock level means if he is the person who is not taking care of the stock levels, there might be fill fridge can happen. People can sell the alcoholic beverage and they will not bill, and their money can go to the staff pocket also, because this guy is very important role in aspect of the stock levels also. To have an effective beverage control system and quality checks for the all drinks which we have spoken now, if he is unable to take care of all drinks, whatever is getting served, what stocks we are carrying, he is the monitoring the system. At the same time, to handle difficult guests and ensuring the discipline is maintained in the bar. Now again we will come to the picture, and discipline is maintained in the bar because bar is the place where there are so much filfrage can happen. The same time customer complaint also, the guest complaint also may occur many times. Exactly what will happen is after taking alcoholic beverages, the guest also misbehave, maybe he will become a difficult guest also. That is the time the bar manager comes into the role and he takes care of the difficult customers. Now, under the bar manager, let's talk about the bartender. Who is the bartender and what are the roles and responsibilities of the bartender? Let's discuss now that to prepare and mix and serve cocktails and other drinks as per the recipe and use appropriate glassware. What exactly is a cocktail? Cocktail is a mix of alcoholic beverage and a non-alcoholic beverage to make a dish kind of cocktail that has some ingredients in that, there is a mix in that. He is the person who takes care of making cocktails, and the same time he has to follow the appropriate recipe also. And some cocktail need to serve on some kind of glassware only. This is SOP, standard operating procedure. So he is the person who follows the recipes and who serves in a suitable glassware. And to clean up the work area and keep glassware and utensils sparkling clean, he is the person, whatever glassware he has used in a bar, he is the person takes care of the cleaning procedure also. To collect the payments and maintain the cash balances, he is the person who takes care of the cash transactions and credit transaction, whatever the billing transaction, because he is the person who knows what kind of alcoholic beverage, what kind of cocktail, what kind of mocktails, what kind of beverages he has served the guest. The same time he does the billing and he takes care of the billing part also. And the same time to serve food to the customer seated at the bar, there would be seating there, and behind that, inside the bar, the barman would be there. He takes the orders from that who are sitting in front of him. He serves the beverages. The same time he gives the food also. There would be some snacks ordering can happen at the bar counter. He sends that KOT to the kitchen. He makes sure that food to the customer sitting at the bar to ensure compliance of the bar rules. There would be some bar rules would be there according to the government law, legal law. There is some rules and regulations you need to follow. He is the person who follows the rules and regulations. So for example, every day taking the inventory for all kind of beverage, this is the one of the government law which he need to follow, which he follows. Now the bar waiter and the bar manager, there is a bartender and there is a bar waiter also. What exactly bar waiter roles and responsibilities are? To keep the mise en place ready to the beverage service. What is the mise en place? Proactive manner. Whatever the services you are giving, before that only you prepare all glassware, all preparation. This is known as mise en place. He is the person who takes care of the mise en place. To take the beverage orders and serve on the table. Sometimes what exactly will happen is on bar counter, on side of the bar counter, there would be few seatings would be there. The few people sit there and they give the order to the barman. At the same time, in restaurant, there would be people sitting on the table, can place order for the beverages. Waiter is the person take the order and who serve to the guest. To collect the payment to the bills and signed by in-house guest. Exactly in hotels, what will happen is there would be a guest basis there. Those who are staying in rooms, they might not order in a room service where they call and they order. Sometimes they come to the restaurant also and they place order for the beverages, they place order for the food, and they say the billing can happen with the whatever the boarding bill. That time, what exactly will happen is he takes the signature and takes the room number and he will transfer that bills to his rooms. This is also very important aspect the bar waiter does. Now come to the room service department. What exactly how the structure of room service looks is the room service manager would be there. Under room service manager, room service order taker is there, which previously we have spoken. There people are staying in rooms. They would be placing order not by seeing but the calling. To receive the call and to take the order, there should be a room service order taker has to be there. And to manage the orders, make sure that
delivery has to happen, there would be another person who is room service captain, takes care of the things and all. And the room service stewards and waiters are there, and then another part is assistant waiters also are there in this picture. Now, the room service manager roles and responsibilities, let's discuss further. The room service manager takes care of to design the room service menu and coordinate with the food and beverage manager for to the chef. What exactly will happen in rooms are, there would be staying guest would be there in rooms, there would be menu designed, menu would be there in the rooms for the room service. This menu is designed by room service manager, coordination with the F&B manager and the chef who is in charge for the F&B production. The assigning, finalizing the budgets and achieving the sales target, this is also a very important role. Assigning the finalizing budgets, always budgets are there in operations always, because he has to see exactly what is happening with the room service guest. In season, there would be more occupancy will be there. That time he is the person who budgets and who takes care of the ordering process also. To maintain the service standard for the highest quality, there is always a standard operating procedure has to be there in room service also. He is the person who takes care of standard operating procedure for the service to ensure give the great service. To monitor all room service operation, he is the person who takes care of room service operations. Exactly at what time guest has placed the order, and at what time it has been delivered to the guest, and what is the guest satisfaction toward the food quality and the food service, he is the person who takes care. And to interact with other department of the hotel, he is the person who interact with other departments. Maybe say in other department, food production would be there, there would be housekeeping would be there, and there are other departments are there, which we will discuss in a further chapters. He is the person who coordinate with the other departments also. To recruit the room service staff and train them, this is also a very important factor. There should be always a recruitment process has to be there, and the same time he is the person who recruits the people, and he is the person who trains the people also. Motivate the staff and monitor their progress, this is also very important. In day-to-day operation, the day-to-day operation staff are so monotonous in such a way, the leader has to motivate the staff in a regular progress. He is the person who takes care of the regular briefings and motivate the staff as well. In F&B food and beverage operations, there is a very important department which we are discussing now. This is the department where more revenue comes. The most revenue comes from this department only, and this very crucial department, that is banquet department. Let's see in a broad manner what exactly is a banquet department, how exactly it works, and who are the people handle, and from where the revenue comes. The responsible for organizing the functions and parties in the all banquet hall in the hotel, of which we have spoken, in hotel there would be restaurants, there would be a bar, there would be room service, and there would be banquet halls. Not only one hall, some hotels has 3-4 banquet halls also. What is exactly banquet halls are? Banquet hall is very simple. There would be a gathering would be there. Like functions, like marriage functions, like birthday function, there would be functions would be there. In that function, food and beverages can be served to many people. The revenue comes in a multiple manner. These are known as a banquet halls. This is a banquet department. The hotel may have banquet hall of different sizes, which you have spoken. Sometimes what exactly will happen is some hotels has different banquet halls. One hotel, one hall can accommodate 200 people. One hall can accommodate 1,000 people also. This is the way the revenue can be generated from banquet hall. Each hall can be assigned to the head banquet waiter. There would be a designations involved, which we discuss further, how head banquet waiter handles the banquet halls. Earns revenue in off-season. Exactly how exactly it works is there would be off seasons, your hotel may not give the more revenues. That time these banquets come into the picture and gives more revenue to the hotel. Maybe corporate events, award functions and sales meets are held. These are the things can happen in banquet halls. So what exactly corporate events? For example, one corporate company is there, they want to do get together to the staffing. They will book the banquet hall and
they celebrate their event the same time they take food and beverage from this hotel. This is one of the best revenue which the banquet can get. The same time, the department is headed by the banquet manager who reports to the food and beverage manager, which we described previously. There is a food and beverage manager and the assistant food and beverage manager. Under him, there is a banquet manager is also there, which we are discussing now. The banquet waiters, wine waiters, and porters report to the banquet managers. This is the hierarchy which we will discuss further. What structure banquet department has? Let's see the look. Banquet manager and head banquet wine waiter, head banquet or a wine waiter. Let's talk about head banquet waiter and waiters and wine waiters and porters. So these are the designations, hierarchy is there. They report to banquet manager. What are the roles and responsibilities for the banquet manager? Let's see the deep look into the banquet manager roles and responsibilities. To prepare weekly roster for the banquet person, so this is also very important. He is the person who takes care of the staff scheduling, those who are handling his banquet department. There are head banquet waiters, there are waiters, there are porters also. These are the people, those who are working under a banquet manager. He is the person who makes the scheduling to their staff for the entire banquet operations of the booking till the settlement of the bill. This is very important. Banquet manager is the person who is the responsible for the booking. The same time, the bill is also settled in a proper manner with the cash or a credit card, but he is the person who takes care of the settlement of the bill also, because the majority of the money is involved in the billing. Because in the restaurant, what exactly will happen is, if two, three guests are walking and they may make a bill of smaller amount, but in banquet, there are so many people comes and only one bill can be generated. That bill can be the much more value compared with the restaurant bills. So he is the person who takes care of the billing part also, and the same time collecting the money also. To manage all the aspects of the banquet operations, he is the person who takes care of the banquet operations. What are the banquet operations? Let's talk further. Now, to manage the work on the banquet sales staff who do the banquet booking, and the captains and waiters who perform the food and beverage service activities under the guidance, he is the person who takes care, who handles the sales team, and the same time captains and the same time waiters, he manages these people who are the sales people. These are the people get the banquet sales. He is the people get the banquet sales, and once sales come to the hotel, he is the person who takes the bookings. So now, to present the budget of the banquet to the F&B manager, this is also very important role. He has to make a budget to the F&B manager, because he has to see the which season what can happen exactly towards the banquet sales. He gives the budget to the F&B manager to work in close coordination with the chef in preparing menus. Exactly what will happen is, in restaurant there would be a la carte involved, that the guest can place the order, and the same time the food can be prepared and served to the guest. But in banquet operations, what exactly will happen is, there would be higher quantity of the food prepared. The menu planning will be done by banquet manager, and he is the person who coordinated with the chef for preparing the menu, whatever he designed for the guest. To keep track and maintain the inventory of the banquet products, whatever the banquet inventory is there, equipment, and whatever the revenue is there, he is the person who takes care of the inventory part.